Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Next Monday, May 17th, will be Idahobbit Day 2021, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia. Idahobbit is a global celebration of sexual and gender diversities and, most importantly, raises awareness about the work still needed to combat discrimination and violence towards LGBTQI people around the world. Joining us this morning to discuss the importance of Idahobbit is regular Fitter Happier guest Jane Armstrong from the Royal Perth Hospital. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. It's great to have you back talking about Idahobbit in 2021 this Monday. How successful has this day been in raising awareness for homophobia, biphobia, interphobia and transphobia?
Oh, look, I think it's been absolutely huge. It's really bringing it to the front of everybody's minds about the levels of discrimination and violence that is still happening towards LGBTIQ plus people. We know that, for example, a trans person is likely to face 60 plus events of discrimination per day. And it's really about telling people that, this is part of the community.
Yeah, an absolutely serious issue that continues to happen and discriminate. How big is it an issue beyond that stat that you've just mentioned? And how do these experiences affect people's mental health and well-being?
Wow, hugely. A really good report recently came out from La Trobe University, Private Lives Matter 3, and it's all about the experiences of LGBTIQ plus people. Some of the stats for the mental health are shocking. For example, a trans person is up to 16 times more likely to attempt suicide. The lesbian, gay and bisexual folks are four times as likely to use illicit substances. And this is all because of the discrimination and bigotry that they face on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. You yourself work in the mental health sector. Have you seen many of these cases here in Perth, WA? And how will raising awareness support the issue against discrimination here in Perth?
Oh, look, absolutely. It's incredibly common. Another stat to throw at you is LGBTIQ plus folks, 75% have been diagnosed with some sort of mental health issue, be it depression or anxiety. It's huge. It really, really is huge. And I guess all we can really hope for is that by raising it and bringing it to people's minds is that the discrimination stops. People's unconscious biases fall by the wayside and people actually go, wow, I actually didn't realise that I was being discriminatory. Acknowledging people by the genders that they want to be called, by the pronouns that they want to be called by. Misgendering is disrespectful.
An easy enough way to go about supporting everybody in our community. What can we hope to see as a result of bringing light to this massive discrimination that's going on as a part of Idahobbit Day in 2021?
It's just informing and educating. I've always thought that the more educated people are, the more they understand things. We saw horrific discrimination and bigotry against the LGBTIQ plus community during the marriage equality debate. And it was by a relatively small proportion of the population, because we know that the vote was obviously voted in and so well supported. But it still exists. And if we can educate people, then, we can hope that things are better for the community.
Absolutely. This is a good place to start raising awareness. We've had you previously on Fitter Happier on this program talking about the Rainbow Tick program and the issues that LGBTQI people face navigating the health system. Can you bring us up to date on how this program is going?
Well, it's actually the mental health division that was leading the way within Western Australian health. And the Rainbow Tick, just briefly, is a set of, I guess, standards that have to be met before a service can be considered to be inclusive and non-discriminatory, which means, you know, changing your practices and processes and culture and things like that. So the Mental Health Division is ongoing with their accreditation and recently in December did what's called a review and received no recommendations, which means that the accreditors were completely happy with everything that we're doing. From the Royal Perth Bentley Group arena, we're just starting on the process now. We're just starting to get in there and starting to get people across the issues and starting to, I guess, change culture.
Yeah, right. A massive change, I'd imagine, in that sector. But at least it is happening and it is starting. From your perspective, what are the main issues that LGBTQI people are facing when navigating the health system already?
Look, I think traditionally health has been, you know, it's been a little bit stuck, I guess, in its culture. And it's, of course, it's very medical model. So a lot of the terminology is quite old. So even when something as simple as a patient selecting their gender on an admission form, there's always been male or female. Now, a lot of people no longer actually identify with those binary choices. I guess it's more about people coming in and actually feeling safe and secure in going to a service that is inclusive, being happy to divulge exactly who they are within that service. And I guess it's so important, obviously, when you're coming in for health issues, be it physical health or mental health, to be the person you are, because when you're unwell, then is not the time for advocacy. That's when you should be taken care of. You shouldn't have to be advocating for being an LGBTIQ plus community member. So it's, I guess it's really about making it as safe as possible.
It's something that so many people take for granted within the communities to be able to access a functioning health system, but some of these relatively simple changes can make a world of difference. Like you were mentioning, when you are in that scenario, when you do need support through the health system and you're facing, I guess, minor discrimination in those points, it can't be great.
No, it's horrific. And look, you know, some of the other reports that have come through, especially for young folks, is showing that kids in school are really suffering. Kids who are sexual, gender or bodily diverse, 80% of their events of discrimination are occurring at school. So you can imagine what that means as a future for mental health and a general health perspective. Is these are the kids that we're going to start seeing come through as young adults and adults because of the discrimination. So we're going to talk about long-standing physical health issues. We're going to talk about long-standing mental health issues that we have to help people with, all because of discrimination.
Right. It's rather alarming if it's happening as young as being in school, and you're right, it has to start back then. Before I let you go, how would you encourage people, be it at school or in the wider community, to support the members of the LGBTQI community?
I think one of the biggest things is to call out discrimination. I love that new ad that is about the people not being silent about seeing stuff against women or girls. I love that ad. I think it's the message is unmute yourself. And the same thing is for discrimination and bigotry in the LGBTIQ plus community. Is if you see it happening, call it out and actually correct it. And if you know more information, educate people. You know, it's really simple. If someone wants to be called he or she or they, educate someone. It's really simple. But also be an ally. Stand there with someone who is an LGBTIQ plus community member and be an ally. And that may mean that you just stand there with them if they are copping some discrimination, and support them and be in their pocket or in their side.
Some relatively simple takeaways from this discussion, but it's something that we can all take on board. Thanks so much for being a part of the program once again today, Jane.
Always a pleasure. Lovely to talk to you.
You're listening to On The Record.
Just there, Jane Armstrong from the Royal Perth Hospital Mental Division, talking all about the Ida Hobbit Day next Monday, May 17. It's the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia. We're learning all about the rather alarming statistics against discrimination against all of these people. And next Monday, we'll celebrate and raise awareness against this discrimination. Jane left us there with some easy tips to be an ally and support these people. All you have to do is call out discrimination and correct it. If you know more than somebody else, potentially help educate them. And of course, we should all be actively educating ourselves as we go along and work through these problems without discrimination.